This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين وقدوة للمؤمنين ومحجة للسالكين وحجة للعباد أجمعين أنار الله به العقول وشرح به الصدور وفتح به أعينا عميا وآذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا فاللهم اجزه خير ما جزيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالته وصل اللهم وزد وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى جميع من استنى بسنته واقتفى بأثره إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى فإنه من يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب All praise is due to Allah alone In Him we seek aid and assistance and to Him we turn both in repentance and for forgiveness Truly He whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides none can mislead And he whom Allah leaves to go astray, there is none who can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship save Allah alone. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is both his servant and his messenger. Part of the human condition is that we as human beings sin. And we sin often. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu bani Adam khata." All of the children of Adam err in sin. "Wa khayrul khata'in." But those who are the best of those who err are those who make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And particularly in our day and age, we live at a time in which sin surrounds us. And the temptation of sin surrounds us. And the potential of error surrounds us. But as our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, لو لم تذنبوا لذهب الله بكم ولجاء بقوم يذنبون فيستغفرون الله فيغفر الله لهم. He said, if you were a people who did not sin, Allah would remove you off of the face of this earth, and He would replace you with a people who do sin, and they seek the forgiveness of Allah, and He would forgive them. Meaning, part of our basic relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fact that we are weak, and we will err, and we will sin. And our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is largely built on the ability to get back to Allah azza wa jal, to seek His forgiveness, to turn back to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua, as in Sahih al-Bukhari, which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Sayyid al-Istighfar, Sayyid al-Istighfar, the master of seeking forgiveness. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَالَ سَيُّدُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارُ أَنْ تَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ أَنْتَ رَبِّي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ خَلَقْتُنِي وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا صَنَعْتُ وَأَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِي عَلَيَّ وَأَبُوءُ لَكَ بِذَنْبِي فَاغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. This dua, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. He said, مَنْ قَالَهَا مِنَ النَّهَارِ مُوقِنًا بِهَا فَمَاتَ مِنْ يَوْمِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُمْسِي فَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. He said, whoever says this in the day, مُوقِنًا, with certainty in this dua, and they were to die before they slept at night, that person would be from the people of Jannah. وَمَنْ قَالَهَا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُوَ مُوقِنٌ بِهَا فَمَاتَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُصْبِحْ فَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. He said, and whoever says it before they sleep, and they were to die before they awake, then they will be from the people of Jannah. This dua is the blueprint of istighfar, the blueprint of our relationship, in fact, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet called it Sayyid al-Istighfar, the master of seeking forgiveness. Meaning that out of all the forms of seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the other dua that we can say to seek the forgiveness of Allah, this one is chief amongst them. This one is the master above all of them. And the scholars give three reasons for this being the case. Number one, this is the dua that generates the most amount of reward for the one who says it. Number two, some of them say this is the dua most likely to be accepted. And number three, they say this dua gathers the meanings of tawbah and istighfar in it. All of the necessary meanings and understanding and philosophy and ideology of making istighfar to Allah is gathered in this one dua. And many scholars talked about this. Al-Tayyibi, he said, لَمَّا كَانَ هَذَا الدُّعَاءُ جَامِعًا لِمَعَانِيَ التَّوْبَةِ كُلِّهَا. He said, because this dua, when this dua contained within it all of the meanings of tawbah, it was then given the name of Sayyid, given the name of the essence of the master, because the master is the one that tends to the needs of other people, and the master is the one whom all the affairs go to. The chief or the master of a community is the one who takes care of the needs of the people, and when there's an issue, you go back to him. He said, this is Sayyid al-Istighfar because it contains all the meanings of tawbah. If we have an understanding or a question, what is tawbah? Go back to the Sayyid. If we need help, go back to the Sayyid, meaning this dua. And Ibn Abi Jumrah said something similar. جَمَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي هَذِ الْحَدِيثِ مِنْ بَدِيعَ الْمَعَانِي وَحُسْنِ الْأَلْفَاظِ مَا يُحِقُّ لَهُ أَنْ يُسَمَّى بِهِ سَيِّدُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. He said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered together in this one hadith all of the meanings and the beautiful terms that gave it the right to be called the master of istighfar. And if you say it when you awake or when you sleep, you will be given Jannah. The condition for saying this dua, however, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, من قالها موقنا, he said, whoever says it with yaqeen, with certainty, with the depth of belief, as they say this dua. So what is the dua? Allahumma anta rabbi. O Allah, you are my Rabb. What is the Rabb? If you were to open Lisan al-Arab, one of the authoritative dictionaries or lexicons in the Arabic language, الرب يطلق في اللغة المالك والسيد والمدبر والمربي والقيم والمنعم. That the Rabb, the meaning of Rabb, is the owner, the controller, the one who is in charge, the one who nourishes everything, and the one who takes care of all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true Rabb, the true Lord and Master, because He created us. And He controls the heavens and the earth and all that is within it. He is the Rabb because He is the one who raises us. Like parents raise their children, they sustain them, they teach them, they help them until they are grown and nourished and strong. Allah Azza wa Jalla has raised all the creation. But realize the dua is not, O Allah, anta Rabb, O Allah, you are the Lord. No. Allahumma anta Rabbi. O Allah, you are my Rabb. You are my Master. When you say this dua, you need to feel that you are personalizing the fact that Allah is the Rabb. You are the one who created me. You are the one who nourished me from when I was in the womb and even before that until the date that I'm standing here today. You are the one who raised me and strengthened me and gave me of your blessings. This is the mentality we have to have when we are making this dua. That, O Allah, you did this for me. You are my Rabb. You are the one who controls everything around me. You are the one who has nourished me and who has raised me. Allahumma anta Rabbi. La ilaha illa ant. La ilaha illa ant. So the beginning is, O Allah, you are my Rabb. Now we are saying there is no ilah other than you. La ilaha illa ant. There is no ilah other than you. We said he is the Rabb. Now we are saying he is the only ilah. Now what is the difference between Rabb and between ilah? He is the Rabb, He is the Lord. He is the creator, the only nourisher, the only sustainer, the only one who controls. He is the ilah. Because He is the Rabb, He is the only one deserving of our worship. And therefore He is the ilah. He is the ilah because He is the Rabb. He is the one deserving of our ibadah because He is the only true Rabb. And so, La ilaha illa ant. There is none who is worthy of ibadah, of worship other than you. And the best dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala contains the phrases of La ilaha illallah. We see the dua of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam when he is in the belly of the whale, in the depth of the ocean, in all of this darkness, in this desperate state. What does he say? La ilaha illa anta subhanak. إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. There is none with the right to be worshipped save you. سُبْحَانَكَ. How perfect are you? إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. I am amongst those who have erred. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ is a powerful phrase. And if we say it with understanding and with emotion, we can unlock the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us the story of a man who will be brought on the day of judgment. And 99 scrolls will be laid out. Each scroll, when it is unfurled, it will roll so far as the eye can see. 99 scrolls, each one when you unfurl them, they go as far as the eye can see. And on all these scrolls is written on them. Written what? The sins that this man has committed. And these scrolls will be brought, and the list of every sin that he has done will be read out to him. And every time the sin is being read out, the man is being asked, do you deny any of this? Do you deny that you did this on this day? And the man will say no. I don't deny it. Until all of his sins have been read out. The 99 scrolls have been read out. And then Allah tells him, but you have one good deed. And they bring out a scrap of paper. Not a scroll that goes so far, just a scrap of paper. And on that scrap of paper is La ilaha illallah. He said La ilaha illallah. He believed La ilaha illallah. Even if he erred, even if he sinned, he believed La ilaha illallah. And that scrap of paper is brought. And Allah says, place them on the scales. So on one side of the scales, 99 scrolls full of sins. And on the other side of the scroll is a scrap of paper that says La ilaha illallah. And when they weigh these two scrolls, La ilaha illallah outweighs the 99 scrolls full of sins. Because this is the power of La ilaha illallah. And so La ilaha illallah is a hallmark of istighfar. Allah is the source of our worship. He alone is our God. And this testimony alone may bring us His forgiveness subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy. So Allahumma anta rabbi, La ilaha illa ant. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk. You created me and I am your servant. Everything is a abd of Allah. Everything is a servant of Allah. Whether Muslim or kafir, human or animal, jinn, trees, rocks, stones, everything is a abd of Allah. The question is, are we ibad of Allah willingly or unwillingly? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ اِتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. Allah says, we said to the heavens and the earth, come to us willingly or unwillingly. قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. They both said to Allah, we are coming willingly. Meaning they chose to be ibad of Allah. And had they chosen otherwise, they were still going to do the command of Allah. Because Allah is powerful over all things. We as human beings, Allah gave us in this dunya some free will. Allah gave us in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in this dunya some free will to choose. Are you going to be the abd of Allah willingly? Or are you going to wait until you die and Allah brings you and you will unwillingly do whatever Allah tells you to do? And so here, part of this istighfar is us willingly saying to Allah, I acknowledge that you created me, wa ana abduk, and I am your servant. I am willingly deciding to be your servant. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika mastata'at. And I am upon your covenant and your promise as best as I can be. What is the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And there are two meanings, both of them are true. One is the primordial covenant. Before we were created in this world, before we were born from the wombs of our mothers, we lived in another world. Allah tells us in the Quran, He took us from the loins of Adam. In a way, in a shape, in a form we don't understand. And He said to us, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Every human being went through this, and this is the basis of the fitrah. Allah asked us, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Lord? And all of us responded, بَلَى. Yes, you are. And Allah says, so do not forget this. Now obviously we don't have an actual memory of this, but we have the remnant of the memory of this. That deep within ourselves, we know that there is a God who created us. And deep within ourselves, we know there is one God. And deep within ourselves, we know that God deserves our praise and our worship. We don't know all the details of the Sharia, but we know these basic facts. Because He asked us, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Lord? And the effect of that incident is within our souls. So this is a covenant between us and Allah. But the more direct meaning of the covenant between us and Allah is this religion. The covenant between us and Allah is this deen that Allah has ordered us with. What He has commanded us with, what He has prohibited us from. This is the oath, the promise between us and Allah. When people accepted bay'ah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what did they accept? When they accepted Islam, what did they accept? عَلَى السَّمْعَ وَالطَّاعَةِ, to hear and to obey Allah and His Messenger. This is the promise between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. And so you are saying, oh Allah, I am upholding, I am firm upon, أَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ, I am upon holding on to this oath, this promise I have between me and between you. I am upon this covenant, this promise. What is the covenant and what is the promise? The covenant is the religion. The promise is Jannah. The promise is Jannah. أَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ. The ahd is the deen of Allah, and the wa'ad is Jannah. If you hold on to this deen, Allah will give you Jannah. And if you break the oath, you may receive the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. But he says, أَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتِ. I am upon this oath and this promise as much as I can be, as best as I can. I'm doing my best. And this phrase, مَا اسْتَطَعْتِ, is very beautiful, because the phrase acknowledges that none of us are going to live up to this religion fully. All of us are going to make mistakes. And so it's hopeful, because the Prophet is acknowledging that we're going to make mistakes. And so when we make this dua to Allah, we're saying, oh Allah, we are trying to hold on to this deen as best as we can. We know that we're going to make mistakes and errors. But when we say this, we should feel humility in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Weakness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, this is the best that I can do. I'm trying my hardest. أَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتِ. أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا صَنَعْتِ. And then we say, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the worst that I have done, or from the evil that I have done. Part of istighfar, tawbah, is acknowledging the evil that we have done, taking ownership for the sins that we have committed. We live in a day and age where people want to look for any reason to accept responsibility for their actions. Oh, I did this, but it's because of my parents and my upbringing. Oh, I did this, but it's because of my school teachers and the way that they treated me and taught me. Oh, I did this, but it's because of society around me. Every excuse that we can find to not take full responsibility for the deeds that we have done. We have committed, we are the choices we've made in our lives. And if that's uncomfortable, we have to accept that uncomfortable situation and try to do better in our lives. Not try to escape the fact that it's uncomfortable by either blaming other people or changing the religion of Allah. Oh no, I don't think this is sinful. My Islam says that this is halal. My Islam says that drinking alcohol is halal, taking drugs is halal, zina is halal, this is halal. Why? They don't want to deal with the guilt of it. That's not the attitude of the Muslim. The attitude of the Muslim is we take responsibility for our actions. I made the choices that I made in my life. أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا صَنَعْتُ. Oh Allah, I seek your refuge, your protection, your help from the evil that I have done. I recognize that I have done evil, and I need your help, oh Allah, to escape the consequences of the evils that I have done, to correct the evils that I have done in my life. And so we seek the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His protection over the sins that we have committed. أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِي عَلَيْهِ. أَبُوءُ means to permanently reside. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Ansar, الَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارِ, those who permanently reside in basically Medina, right? When the Prophet makes another dua, he says, وَتَبَوَّأْتُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا. Oh Allah, may your home be permanently Jannah. So, أَبُوءُ means to permanently reside. Here we are saying, أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَةِ عَلَيْهِ. That I am permanently occupying the position of recognizing your ni'mah, your blessing over me. O Allah, I am permanently acknowledging that you have blessings over me. SubhanAllah, it's a beautiful phrase. أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِي عَلَيْهِ. And this means, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, no matter if I'm rich or if I'm poor, no matter if I'm healthy or I'm sick, no matter if things in my life are going well or not, no matter the circumstance, I acknowledge Allah's blessings. Like the story of the man who is blind and paralyzed and homeless, and someone is walking by him on the street and they hear the man saying, Alhamdulillah, الذي عافاني مما ابتلى به كثيرا من الناس. The man says, Alhamdulillah, to the one who has saved me from what he has tested so many other people with. So the man stops dead in his tracks. He says, you're blind, you're paralyzed, you're homeless. How has Allah blessed you over other people? And the man says, didn't Allah give me a heart that believes in Allah, a tongue that is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Like, don't I have belief in Allah? Don't I have thankfulness to Allah? Isn't this a ni'mah from Allah azza wa jalla? This is, no matter your circumstance, you're recognizing the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَبُوءُ لَكَ بِذَنْبِي. And I, Abu, again, I am permanently occupying the position of acknowledging my sins. Again, a theme in istighfar, a theme in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is acknowledging and admitting our sins in front of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are taking the permanent position of acknowledging our sins. Our religion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one based on love and humility. Our love is born from acknowledging the blessings of Allah. And our humility is born out of admitting and recognizing our mistakes. Not changing the deen so we don't feel guilty, not blaming other people so we don't feel guilty, acknowledging we've made mistakes, admitting we've made mistakes, in order to then be able to work through them. فَغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتِ. And this dua beautifully ends with فَغْفِرْ لِي, so forgive me, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتِ. For indeed no one forgives the sins other than you, O Allah. فَقُولُوا قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ اسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. The end of this dua, فَغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتِ. So forgive me, for indeed no one forgives the sins other than you. There is no imam, there is no sheikh, there is no priest, there is no bribe, there is no influence that will relieve you of the sins that we have committed. There is no method, there is no way except through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can forgive the sins other than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal, when He describes the righteous people in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكْرُ اللَّهِ. Those who, when they commit an evil sin or they have wronged themselves, they remember Allah. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. So they sought forgiveness for their sins. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who forgives the sins other than Allah? وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. And they are not persistent over what they have done. What does persistence mean here? Does it mean they don't commit the sin again and again? Does it mean they commit the sin once and they never return to it? Or إِصْرَارُ عَلَى السِّنْ عَلَى الذَّنْبْ. إِصْرَارُ عَلَى الذَّنْبْ. It means here that the person refuses to acknowledge that they've committed a sin. So they are persistent. They say, no, it's not a sin. And they continue to do it. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. They are not persistent over what they have done while they have knowledge. And the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدْ إِذَا عَتَرَفَ ثُمَّ تَاب تَاب اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. If the servant, the Prophet says, if the servant acknowledges their sins and then they seek repentance from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them his repentance. And so let's connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this beautiful dua. No one says it by day except that they will be granted paradise. No one says it by night except that they will be granted paradise. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah rectify our affairs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His paradise and His mercy. Ameen. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد اللهم صل على محمد ما ذكره الذاكرون الأبرار وصل عليه ربنا ما تضوع مسك وفاح صل عليه ربنا صلاة وسلام دائمين إلى يوم الدين وعلى آله وصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أمهات المؤمنين وعلينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا مبتلا إلا عافيت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها وصرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون عبد الله في الصلاة.
Allah'a